A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us on the programme this morning. Tony, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us again this morning.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to the listeners there.
Okay, now we're financially well off, says a listener, but my husband is obsessed with money and keeps a drowning man's grip on every penny. I've had to become devious in order to get enough money to be able to buy occasional clothes, etc. for myself. He has this notion that because he earns the money, it's his and his alone to control. I'm getting very tired of the situation.
Yeah, it starts me wondering what sort of background he came from. And, you know, I came from a very, very poor background, but I don't have that grip on money. If I have enough, that's it. The world is mine, and yeah. I don't want any more. Yeah. And, it could be just plain meanness. And sometimes businessmen, if he's in business, become very focused on, you know, accumulation. And it sounds as if there is some sort of obsession or control sort of thing going on there. But either way, this wife needs to get her own account. And they should have, in this sort of situation, two separate accounts, his account and her account, and there should be the same amount going to both of them. Now, that's different from the household account and, you know, any other accounts that might be there, but there should be, their personal spending account should be the same amount, and it should go in. Now, try talking to him about that. My suspicion that there would be blue murder and blood on the walls, as it were. But at the same time, it's the what needs to be done in any situation. And I know Val and myself did it years ago. We kind of gave up on it later on. But when we were tight for money, we had a little account each, and there would be some few bob going each week, and that was it. And if you overspent, and that was it. I think in this situation, he needs a bit of talking to. But if you go at him sort of to attack him, he'll attack back. Whereas yeah. if you take it much more sort of gently and sort of say, look, have you ever considered some sort of account for our personal spending? Not the household account, not the whatever mortgage
the bills
account or whatever.
Yeah. Something along those lines.
Along those lines, start to talk it out, and it may over time ease out because he might just not have ever thought about it.
Does this person need to ask questions, Tony, about the overall relationship? Like, is this just about money? Because one of the ways, and it's coercive control, it's money is a huge thing for people and for relationships and for families. If one person's holding the purse strings, it can be used as a control mechanism on the other. So I'm assuming that's not what's happening here, but this listener needs to be careful with that situation.
It doesn't sound like that from what it reads, but at the same time, you're dead right. And it is a very powerful control, and it is like wielding a stick over someone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that end of it needs to be considered for sure.
Yeah, certainly does.
Yeah. I think if she starts off by sort of talking it out, you know, gently, go at it very gently over a period of time and talk it out and put the logic to him of they having their own personal spending account, and it should be the same amount in both accounts.
Okay, all right. We have another query in here from a listener who says, my girlfriend and I have been in a relationship for over 2 years. The problem is she's broken it off almost every time we've had a row. She's done this even when it's clearly been her fault. That's dangerous ground there to blame it on her. It's always down to me to try and make up and apologise. I want her to apologise at least sometimes, but I have the feeling she just can't bring herself to do that. How can I change things?
Yeah, this sounds like there's a real problem with the relationship here, because it sounds very one-sided. That is, of course, unless we hear her side of the story,
okay.
Which could be a different story.
Okay, Tony, I'm going to pause you there. We're going to get to more on this one. If anyone listener has a view on that for Tony and for me, get in touch with us. We'll have more with a problem shared after we take these. Tony, we're talking about compromise in relationships, and this listener feeling that the other side in this relationship doesn't ever apologise and breaks up every time they have a row.
Yeah, and the first thought that came to me was, you know, hearing the we need to hear two sides of this story, but we can't. We're on one side of it. So there could be good reason his behaviour mightn't be the best, but let's assume he is a well-behaved, decent sort.
It's a normal relationship where both people make mistakes or both people get things wrong and start rows and they have to compromise. We'll assume that.
There's not a relationship that I know of that doesn't have a row every now and again.
Yeah.
It happens. It just happens in every marriage and relationship that I know of. And if you can't handle a sort of row, but whatever it is, money, whatever, you just get cranky. And it needs two people who are willing to give, as it were. And it sounds as if this lady in this particular instance is not behaving in that way. There seems to be no give at all. And if that's the case, it's a very powerful control technique. It's almost like, you know, having a stick to beat him with. And now, what needs to happen is if he can't talk, if they can't talk it out, then that's, again, another serious indicator. But if they really are in a relationship and they want to maintain that, I would seriously suggest that they both go and talk to a counsellor, because that somebody who is experienced in communication techniques will help them both to have their say and bring the thing out, as it were, on the carpet for proper analysis and for dealing with. If that fails, if she absolutely refuses to do that, I would seriously wonder about the future of that relationship.
Okay, on that query, Tony, if they can't agree now, trouble ahead, find another girlfriend, says one listener's opinion. Well, it depends on whether the relationship is worth fighting for or not.
If they can't begin to talk it out and work it out, then yes, go look somewhere else.
Okay, would she not get a little job for her own independence? That's her first query. That might be part of that discussion that she'll have with her husband about the money. So that's a good suggestion as well. Tony, we're out of time. My thanks to you again for another great week on A Problem Shared. Keep your queries, questions coming in for Tony for next week.